Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome to Change It Now with your host, myself, Shelley Speaks. And I did something really funny. I scheduled this program for yesterday. I had the wrong date, so those of you that were unable to find it, I really apologize because I thought that I had it right. So hopefully I sent out a new link to some of you in Messenger, and I'll be posting it on Facebook as I talk, and I'm not very good at multitasking, but we're going to do that anyway. So I hope you guys will catch up with me. If you have the guest call-in number, that doesn't change. It's area code 917-889-8854. So, looking forward to you guys kind of catching up to my human error. But today we're talking about the Oracle of Money. And the Oracle of Money is an oracle card, deck, and book that I created in 2017. And I worked with a beautiful artist, David Rosenhaus, and we created the cards, we created the book. And then the energy kind of stagnated. Not like it got stuck, but it just didn't have any more ask for me, I guess is one way to say it. So I just let that be, and I just kind of waited until it was ready to play again. That's how I see my creations, as you know, energies that I play with. And suddenly, about 3 or 4 weeks ago, it suddenly came alive. I had a friend that was going to Japan, and it has been popular in Japan, and so she took, you know, some copies over there and had some meetings, so there's just some energy at work. And then with that, I also created a certification program. So let me back up a little bit and just tell you what the Oracle of Money is. So the Oracle of Money is to help people gain more clarity about what's going on in their financial reality. So it could be that you have, you know, financial problems that you're labeling as problems, or even if you're not having, you know, what you'd consider a problem, you may kind of be not expanding into more money. Like, even if your money's great, you're not expanding into more. So it's really to address all types of energies, all, you know, walks of life. You can have a business, you can be a housewife, you can, you know, all types of energies and spaces to help you have more. So the book is written in chapter form, and it corresponds with each of the cards. And it also has tools to help you implement new strategies into your life, okay? So the I'm losing my train of thought. Somebody messaged me. Okay, so with that said, I created a certification program, okay? The certification program will allow you to be a certified reader for the Oracle of Money, and I'm the only person that can certify people at this time. And since I've never created a certification program, the first round of the first group that will be certified will be a beta testing. And so in the beta testing, that will begin the first week in November. It'll go about 2 months. I say about 2 months because, again, this is the first time we're doing it. I don't know what's required. Of course, you will learn about the cards. You'll get the energetic transmission that comes with the cards, and you'll be taught how to use the cards to help other people, okay? And no, you don't have to be wealthy, you don't have to have your finances perfect, you know, none of that has to be in place. It's going to help the people that participate, and it's going to teach them how to help others as well. So the first beta version certified reader course is only going to be $97 for the 8 weeks. And after that, it'll be $888. So if you would like to participate and become a certified reader, please get in touch with me. There is a link in the episode info, or you can contact me and I'll get you set up for that. I don't have an exact date, however, it will be the first week in November. You participate live on the calls, or you can listen to the recordings. You will be able to communicate with me outside of class. We'll have a private Facebook page. You'll be able to ask questions whenever you'd like. And basically, you'll be taught how, you know, the meaning of the cards, you'll get the energetic transmission of cards, and you'll be taught how to use the cards to help other people, and also how to use the cards with other decks, because I use mine, which I'll be doing tonight, with a tarot deck. You can use them alone, and, you know, I just want everyone to, the reason why I'm certifying readers is because there's a certain way. Okay, so for example, this has to come from a very non-judgmental space. If you have judgments and points of views about money, we're going to get you clear of all that so that you can actually help people from a space of non-judgment. So a millionaire can come to you, a billionaire can come to you, or someone who has, you know, absolutely no money. They can all come to you and receive what they require without you being in the space of judgment. Okay, so it's going to really help you get energetically clear about money, the energy of money, help you to be money and all that kind of stuff. So the other thing that I do, if you don't know already, and it's not actually on my website, but there is a link in the episode info, is money readings. And so you can get a live money reading with me. And what does a money reading do? You know, it's not like, I don't do the type of reading that give you fantasies of the future. What we're looking at is the present moment and what's going on with you energetically that either keeps you from expanding or keeps you stuck or keeps you looping back into the same financial reality over and over again. And so those are very helpful. They give you information on how to change things. It's your choice at the end of the day, but you will have the information that you require. So, and what also will happen during the beta testing process, or excuse me, beta certification course, I'm perceiving that the book will get some upgrades as well. It's fine the way it is, but when I flip through it sometimes, just because I've expanded my awareness, there's just certain words that I don't use anymore and stuff like that. And they're minor changes, but that's something that will come through. So tonight, you have the opportunity to ask about the Oracle of Money, to ask about the certification program, and also to receive a reading. You can call in. Again, it's area code 917-889-8854. You can send me a message if you don't want to be on the radio live in Messenger, and I'll do my best to make sure I see that. And yeah, that's pretty much the quickest way to get to me. But I do have my phone on Do Not Disturb, so it won't actually buzz, but I do have Messenger open. So the Oracle of Money is really about changing your finances, your money flows, your financial reality without having to beat yourself up, you know, with kindness, with awareness, and being able to step forward into a new financial reality with as much ease as possible. And I wrote this book because I wanted everybody to know that you can have more money, you can be wealth, you can be abundance, and it's here for everybody. Some of us don't believe that. Some of us are kind of in this, you know, in us energy, or we're in a feast and famine energy, or, you know, having money's not for me. But it's available for everybody. And if you can get out of kind of like the thoughts and the beliefs and the points of views that are kind of keeping you locked in place, you can start moving and expanding into more money. And one of the energies that this book has is non-judgment. It's not going to make you feel bad for where you are now or where you've been or, you know, what you've done financially. It's not that kind of book. It's just going to take you from where you are and expand you into that next financial reality, whatever that is for you. And you know, it's about having a joyful financial reality. And having a joyful financial reality has very little to do with the dollar amount in your account, okay? There are people that have lots of zeros in their accounts, you know, millions, billions. However, that never means that they're having a joyful financial reality. I have had clients that were millionaires, and I've had clients that weren't millionaires, and the energy was the same. And what I mean by that is they were both financial problems, financial issues. They were both kind of in this feast or famine energy. They were both kind of operating from the same space energetically. It's just one person was playing, you know, with millions of dollars, and the other person was playing, you know, with tens of thousands of dollars. So it's not about the dollars, it's about the energy that you be. And that is really what we're going to emphasize, shift, and change when you step into the certification program. That's one of the things that that's really coming forward, is it's going to shift by you participating in it. It's going to shift your energy, especially with the energetic transmission that comes through. And there's 44 cards. There's going to be 44 energetic transmissions throughout this card, throughout this. Okay, I just heard something really weird. If you guys heard that. All right, so let's start with a caller. So I'm just going to say the last four digits, and you can ask any question you want, and I would be happy to pull a card for you to see what we can contribute to you and your financial reality. So the first caller, the last four digits are 7599. Hello?
That's me. Hello,
hi, me.
Kelly.
Hi, beautiful.
Cindy,
how are you?
Hi, I'm
Cindy.
Wonderful, thank you.
Nice to hear your voice.
Yeah, nice to hear yours, too. So do I ask you a specific question, or are you just going to read?
Whatever works for you. Specific questions are better. However,
okay.
You know, where are you right now?
Well, for the sake of keeping this conversation in under 3 hours, I have the energy around question A, question B, and question C. And do I have to name each one of them, or can I just ask where the energy surrounding Cindy's question A, question B, or question C? And then maybe you can draw three cards. Is that, would that work? Or I don't want to tell you how to do your job.
Are they related
to
money?
Correct. Yes.
Okay.
Career.
No problem.
Career and money. Okay.
No problem. Okay. So we're going to go in alphabetical order. A, B, C?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Well, you know what? As you said that, can you, like when you said career, can you, you don't have to be specific, but can you just say, hey, the first thing I want to ask about is career, and then the next thing, and then the next thing. That, I think that would be better than A, B, and C.
Okay.
Does that work for
career
you?
Career choice number one.
Okay. Career choice number one. That works.
Okay.
Okay. So the card that you got is, the card is called Remember. Okay. And it's a card that is in the emotional space. Okay. And it's card number six. And I'm saying that for my benefit as well. And it's about remembering who you are in truth. And a lot of times we are creating our lives based on lies or things that we believe about ourselves that aren't true. You know, things like, I can't, that'll never happen to me, or I can't afford it, or that's going to be difficult. And these are just lies everybody tells themselves. And sometimes it's a way not to do things. Sometimes it's a genuine, like, we really, really have to remember who we are and get in alignment with that potency, with the energy of wealth, the energy of abundance, the energy of joy. Like, do what's required to get in that energetic space. Know, and then make our choices or take our actions from that space. Because the opposite of that is when we're not remembering who we are, we're kind of in this victim energy. Okay, the I can't afford it, that'll never happen for me, blah, blah, blah. And then we take action in that energy. And then guess what? We're still creating in that same energetic space, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So it's like truth, and I'm not asking you to answer this. This is just for you to ponder yourself. So truth, are you actually choosing wealth and abundance or not? And you've got to look at that. You know, it's like I used to go to the grocery store when my kids were little, and I would purposely like plan to go find like the cheapest items I could, because that was the plan. Like, let me see all the cheapest stuff I could get. And then when I shifted out of that energy, it's like I realized I wasn't being abundant. Like, you have to be abundant everywhere. So my food would actually last longer when I chose it from abundance than when I chose it from like a scarcity consciousness. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So it's like really doing what's required energetically, even if it's like mantras or I am statements or clearings. I know you do tapping. You know, you have all these tools to shift you into that state of abundance and then choose. Okay. Because it's not about what you're choosing. You know, you could pick A, B, or C. None of those matter if you're choosing it from that victim or poverty consciousness or lack. They're all going to be, you're going to step into each one with that energy. But if you step into those from the state of wealth and abundance, each one of those things can be wealth and be abundance for you in some way, shape, or form. Does that make sense?
Right. Yes.
Cool.
Like, get in then. Get in the vortex then.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And, you know, sometimes that isn't easy, especially when we're, like, currently having some kind of financial crisis. But even if it's hard, it's better to choose that than to just keep going on in that victim, poverty, lack energy.
Right, especially when there's past momentum built up.
Exactly.
Get over past. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. Perfect.
All right. So what's next?
Now, career choice number are letter B.
Letter B. Let's see. All right. So this card is expansion. And expansion, my little book ready, is an energy of taking action. Okay? So it's like, what do you need to do physically in the real world to make things happen? So sometimes our career choices, so my career choice, I'm going to use the word lazy.
Meaning, I like that word. It's
meaning,
my favorite word.
I've made a career choice that allows me to be at home, that allows me to, you know, work in my underwear if I want to, that allows me to wake up when I want to. You know, it's kind of like laid back. However, some people make a career choice that is manual labor, or they have to drive, or they have to study a lot, you know, whatever it is. So it's like, what action is required of you? Like, how much action are you actually willing to take? Because you have to be honest with yourself. Like, I'm not a multi-level marketing girl. That's not me. I'll be a multi-level marketing girl for about 30 days, and then I'm done. And I have to be honest with myself. It doesn't matter how good it is. It doesn't matter how much the pay is. It's, like, fun for me for 30 days, and then I'm like, okay, next. And so you have to look at what you are or are not willing to do. This doesn't mean everything you do is going to be fun, but you might be willing to. So let's say hypothetically, you know, you don't like jobs where you stand on your feet for long hours. I'm just making this up. However,
well,
an opportunity, yeah. However, an opportunity comes that shows up, and it's like, okay, well, this opportunity's here. I can stand on my feet, you know, for a couple hours, and this isn't permanent. I'm willing to do it. Do you see the difference?
Uh-huh.
But you still might be creating something different for yourself down the road. So this card of expansion is really asking you to examine, like, where you are or are not willing to take action. And being willing to try new things. A lot of us are stuck in old ways with work, business, and money, and there's a lot of new things out there for work, business, and money. They might be intimidating, they might be unfamiliar, they might scare us, and all of that at the same time might be a contribution to us. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yeah.
Cool. So just kind of, you know, for me, it's like, am I actually willing to do that or no? Because there's some things
right.
I'm just not going to do. Like, I'm not going to work on a farm. I'm
right.
not doing that. I'm not gardening. Some people love gardening, not Shelley.
Right. Me too. Yeah. Yeah, that's me. Like, I never, ever, ever wanted to sell cars, but I know I could.
Yeah.
And it might be fun,
and it's
but
like, what
I
if
just
some
don't
want
to ever do that.
Came along and you just did that temporarily. Like, would you be willing?
Well, I probably would, especially if they give me one to drive.
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
Like, yeah.
So just being open to that. Okay. So
okay.
Is there a C?
There is a C, and a C is doing A and B together.
Oh, okay, cool.
To, you know, in order to complement, A can complement B, and
mm-hmm.
actually, and it's built both. They're either
okay.
A or B or both.
Cool. So the card that came up is called Connections, and this is back in the emotional realm, okay? And Connections is really allowing the people, places, mostly people, but people, places, things, and situations in your life to be profitable for you, okay? And really allowing all of your relationships, whether it's family, whether it's friends, whether it's people on Facebook that you've never actually met before, allowing all of them to contribute to your creations. And what I'm picking up for you, there's a little fear in that, okay? Not 100%, but there's a little bit of fear in that. And it's like, are you willing to allow everybody to contribute to your financial reality? This doesn't mean that they're going to hand you money. They might connect you to people that hand you money, okay? And
okay. So
it's like remembering that we're in oneness, not separation. Another piece of this is not to hide, okay? A lot of people, I have a business mastermind group, and that's one of the things, even for me, that we're working on is getting unhidden. You know, hiding in little groups and hiding over here and only talking to these people, you know. And it's like, if you're going to have these connections and people contributing to you, they need to see you. They need to know what you're choosing. They need to know what you're selling, what your services are. And, you know, so there's a tool here. What does it say? So it says, let's move you out of your comfort zone. Says find an event, free or otherwise, that is of interest to you but is also new for you. And jump in there and have some social interaction. Introduce yourself. These people don't know you. It'll be brand new. And, you know, ask to be you to the best of your ability in that situation. And then bring that energy home to your reality and spread it through your business. Does that make sense?
Oh, Shelley, this is so good. This is so good. And the cards, which you've read, I'm just going to tell you that the A was my Mary Kay. And you said remember, about remembering in the emotional space, creating emotional space, and remembering who I am. And then B was the healing and the either EFT or, you know, that energy work. And it was expansion and energy of taking action, which, you know, that has been like a big, I felt like it was a big block. Like, I didn't know how to get out to promote myself with that. And then the C was doing my Mary Kay to fund me while my healing, and to promote the healing part or the coaching part. And so when you said connections, that just really brought it all together. And to keep from hiding, I mean, I am major at hiding away in my house.
You're not the only one.
And it's just, oh, gosh. And it's just, this is just really, well, and it's really excited me because I'm thinking, well, I know these things and I know, it, you know, I've been doing a lot of raising my personal vibration and I can do that. And I can take what you've just, you know, encouraged me with and get out there and allow, make my own little formula. You know, I mean, I might look like your Mary Kay lady, but I also got a little packet here of self-improvement.
Oh, I love seeing the Mary Kay lady in her pink Cadillac. I love that.
I know. I want to be that Mary Kay lady in the pink Cadillac. And even though I would like a light green one, but that's okay. Pink is okay. Pink is free. It's still free. So, this is great.
Awesome.
This is really good. I like the energy of these cards. So.
Yeah, well, I invite you. There's some links there, or you can contact me a message over the deck and consider being a certified reader. Yeah, it'll be fun. And the certification course is going to raise your vibration as well because it comes with energetic transmission for each of the cards.
Oh, what fun. And when does it take place? Or you'll just have
it's going to start, I'll communicate with Messenger. It's going to start the first week of November, and we're just going to take as long as we require, you know, until we're complete.
Okay.
Cool. All right.
Okay, well,
Lynn,
thank you
so much for calling. I appreciate it so much.
Yeah.
That was
I do too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye. Yeah, that was fun. Cool. All right. So let's go to the next caller, last four digits, 4472. Hello. Hello, 4472. I can't hear you if you're there.
Oh, that's because I was on mute. No problem. The time. Oh, that was a great reading with her, whoever that
Yes,
was.
it
That was
was.
beautiful.
That was fun.
Oh,
So
I
how are you
love it.
tonight? So, and I hope you don't mind, but Deidre's being the certified reader course, so she'll be able to do these beautiful readings for you as well. And my certified readers will be on my website and in the book, so you'll be able to contact them and get readings, wherever you are in the world. So what is your question? What's going on in your world tonight?
Well, I guess it's pretty much on the same line as what your previous reader was doing. I have a couple other options here coming in, and it's like, door one, door two, door three, or is it all three? Where
I love when
I'm at,
it's all
so
free.
it's like, I do too. So I just kind of like, one of my first options is, well, creating that business and the website and what is actually going to go on it. And so, yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. And I would like to see what comes up with that first one. I don't want to really say what it is, but just knowing that
Okay,
it's
so
like.
what? Let's relate it to money. And I do get that the website's related, your business. But what is the money energy question?
So the money energy question would be, would like if I was to bring in the crystal work that I do, is that going to be a contribution to my life and living and my money flows?
So you're saying in addition to what the art that's already there.
Right.
Is that what you're saying? Okay, cool. Awesome. Oh, what a beautiful card. So the card that came up for you is joy, which is one of my favorite cards, and it is related to emotions. Okay? So literally, without, I have my book here and I'm looking through it. But literally, it's like, will that bring you joy? Like, why not put on the website everything that brings you joy? The art brings you joy. I know how much you love crystals. I know my and just for everyone, my she comes to my house and then my crystals go home with her. They go, we want to go home with her. And I go, all right. So it's like, what brings you joy? We get into our head a lot with business and money. That's just normal. We forget to bring the joy in. Oh my God, how much fun would it be to add, the energy of my crystals to this website? Like, does that make you smile? Does that seem fun? Does that seem light? So look at it that way. Yeah, look at it. Look at things that way. Like, is this going to add more joy and fun? Because business, and Deidre's in the business mastermind, and I put this in the group. It's, let me get the words right. It's like doing what brings you joy and receiving money for it. That's business.
True.
So I say go for it. Yeah, cool. So what's your next question?
Then I guess the next question is I have this opportunity to do, well, it's getting seen in the world, which that's a big deal for me. And getting out there and doing some workshops with a group of people. So I'd like to see what comes up with that. And that would
What's your
bring
question?
money in.
What's the money question?
The money question is doing these workshops with these people a total contribution to my money flows and my energy?
Side note, is there anybody in there that likes romantically or is connected to that romantically?
No.
Okay. Well, there might be.
Not that I know of yet. Not that I know of yet.
There might be. Yeah. So the card that came up is talents. Okay. And this card is a card of actualization. So another way to look at that is kind of like what's actually going to show up in the real, in the world. You know, not a thought, not an idea, not an energy, but actualize, okay? And it's like you've got to be willing to honor your talents. And I do know that these workshops are in alignment with honoring your talents. However, you've got to honor getting paid. So a lot of times, and I'm just going to say artists because that's an energy you're familiar with, you know, we have our starving artists, and then we have our artists that are charging exorbitant amounts of money for things, okay? That's all just a choice. So you have got to really honor your gifts, talents, abilities, and capacities and allow people to give you money for them and not give you away for free, not show up to workshops for free, not, you know, it's like, I'm pondering telling a little story here since I'm on the radio. So, I'll kind of condense it. I offered someone my social media skills in exchange for money. I would help them promote something. And they didn't want to do it. And I said, no problem. That's fine. Well, since that time, they keep texting me and asking me questions about social media. And I'm like, wait, you don't want my... So it's like they want my gifts, talents, and abilities, but they don't want to pay for my gifts, talents, and abilities. And that doesn't work for me. So I've been kind of politely blowing off. So, but that starts with you. You know what I mean? If you choose to do things for free, and it's not that free is wrong. That's not what I'm saying. Sometimes doing things free is a contribution. But that's the energy that you're kind of stuck in. You're never going to generate, create, actualize the money that you could based on your gifts, talents, and abilities. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes. Mm-hmm.
You decide, independent of the other people there, what's going to work for you to be at workshops, whether it's an hourly rate or a flat fee, and then you bring that to them. You don't decide that based on their, where they are financially or based on their judgments and points of views about money. Okay? So there's people that are speakers out there that charge $50, $100, and I saw on I don't know, YouTube somewhere, and his fee for speaking to an audience is $1 million.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
okay.
Up to you. Okay. Cool.
Okay. Okay.
Did
so
you have a, I think
that
you have
would
a third
be
one.
A third one. Then I also, well, this one's kind of, I'm just going to kind of keep this, you know, not on air right now, but there's a third one, and the energy is there. I'm just, that thing about being seen with this particular activation that I do is kind of, I'm not exactly sure how to bring that out, so my question would be, I don't even know what the question is except for how do I bring this out into the universe and receive the gift, you know, the money for this.
Okay.
And I can't really say. Okay.
I'm laughing because I know you, and you know I know you. So the card that came out was mind.
Was what? Mind?
Mind. M-I-N-D.
That's what I thought you said.
Yeah, which is in the group of cards that deal with the mind. And I'm laughing because a lot of times we go into our head and we overthink things instead of just doing them, okay? So the first, so you have the book. This is chapter 20. You can go read. I'm not going to read the whole thing. You can go read this. It's like, how much time do you spend to figure things out? How much time do you spend analyzing? Yeah, you know, and it's like, okay, usually when I'm in my head too much, I just go take an action, even if it's a small action. Even if it's like outlining, you know, writing it down what I want to do, or, you know, I don't know what it is, but let's say, okay, well, let me buy the what do you call it, the website, not the, you know, like blahblahblah.com, whatever I'm going to call it. Let me go do that. Let me go.
Okay.
You've got to start taking action because normally we don't receive all the pieces to the puzzle at once. We're given like a corner and then maybe another corner and two more corners, and then we start getting the edge. We don't get the whole manual, the whole book, the whole step one through step 20. You get the next step by taking the first step. So it's like, get out of your head, take an action, and then wait for the next one or ask for the next action step. Okay?
Okay.
And, you know, that's where our fear comes in, because we don't know what's going to happen. So it's kind of like when I created this Oracle of Money. I had no idea what was going to happen. I did what I was supposed to do, you know, meaning I took action, the cards are created, the book is created, and there's more. But I didn't had this more information for like 2 years, and that's okay. That's just the way you show up sometimes. And then look at people in history who had these bright ideas, and some were taken action on, some weren't, but they're dead and gone now. Their ideas are like vital to our society. But if they had never taken action, who knows? I'm sure we'd figured out a different way, but it's like they took action so that the next person could take action and expand on that, and then the next person could take action and expand on that. So it's like, what action can you take to just get the party started?
Okay. Yep, you answered my question. Taking action, again, get out of your head.
Yeah, get out of your head and really, you know, the steps, like, we want the heavens to open and the doves to fly out and then an archangel to, you know, give us a speech.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah.
That's not usually, that happens for some people, but usually it's just a little step. Like, call this person, write this down, buy your, I don't know why I can't think of what that's called, but buy your thing from GoDaddy. What's it called? Your website name.
Domain,
that's right. Yeah. Buy your domain name. Those are the little pieces that start coming together. Like, what if, you know, I'm making it up again, but what if there's a domain name that is like for your business and it's like, oh, that sounds so good, and it's just the perfect time to buy it, but maybe this product isn't going to kick off for a couple years.
Mm-hmm.
But if you don't buy it right now, someone else is going to buy it, and then you just won't have it.
Yeah.
You'll have to get a .net.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah,
and trusting that energy. Like, okay, I'm perceiving that there's something that's required now. like, what action step could I take? And as you take action steps, more information will come to you. That's how it normally works. Now, some people, bless them, get everything at once, or the archangel does come speak to them. That's fine. But for most of us, we're not ready for all of that.
Yeah. I'll take some of that, please.
Yeah, we're more ready for small steps. Cool.
Okay.
All right. Perfect. So did you have anything else?
I guess, can you just do a poll? Maybe that's for the next step.
No.
Whatever comes up.
You know why? I'm not being mean. You know what the next step is.
I know.
You know what the next
step
is. That's the only reason why I'm saying no. Is because I know you know.
Yeah.
So just don't make it hard. Don't make it difficult. Make it easy. Trust yourself. You can ask what's required of me. You might get an answer, maybe not, and just trust that. Trust it. But when you do have an answer and you do have an awareness, take the action. Don't sit around, oh my God, is this the right answer? Is this the right domain name? Just do it.
Okay.
And then you'll know what to do next, and you'll know what to do next, and you'll know what to do next.
Okay. Yes. I got it. Okay.
Awesome. All right. Thank you for calling in. I appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right. So that was really fun. So this is actually the first time I've ever used the cards publicly. I use them for myself, and I have friends that have purchased the deck. My girlfriend said she keeps hers right on her desk. And but this is the first time, look, they've made a public appearance. And I must say, they are very beautiful cards. The energy, like I said, is very soft and very non-judgmental. You know, they're not going to tell you you're a bad person because, you know, you have a certain amount of money in your checking account or whatever that is. They're really about helping you remember who you are and allowing that energy that you truly be for you to create from that, as opposed to creating from energies that aren't actually true from you, for you, like the poverty consciousness or the lack or the victim energy or the worry, fear, doubt. That's, you know, even though you may experience that, we all experience those energies, they're not the truth of who you be. And if you can return your truth, even if it's for like an, you know, a few minutes, that's better than nothing, and then create from that energy, you will be able to improve better and expand your financial reality with more ease, as opposed to continually, you know, generating and creating from, you know, the lack and the struggle and all that stuff. It's not that you won't, you know, move forward. It just won't be as fun and playful and easy. And, you know, I don't. If you're like me, I would prefer things to be easy and fun and joyful. And even if they're not, I would like to, you know, shift them into that as much as possible. So I have links in the episode info if you want to purchase the book and the card deck. And then another link if you'd like a live money reading. And a money reading, you know, you saw the readings we did here, but it's going to be a lot more more information and more information about what actions you can take moving forward. And then the money certified reader course, which I'm really, really enthusiastic about, which will start the first week in November. And the beta version, which will only happen once, is $97. And after you go through the beta version, it's going to be $888 from then on. And, you know, that's what's required, you know, to get all the transmissions and to get your energy in a place where you can control contribute to others improving their financial reality without judgment, without points of view, without making people wrong, you know, without telling people what to do. That's another piece of it. But really giving the information they require and allowing them space. You know, that's what people require, space to create changes, you know, that will work for them. So thank you for joining me. I do apologize for having the link totally wrong. I had it for yesterday instead of today. I don't know exactly what I was thinking. But thank you for those that did catch up with me. And I appreciate all of you who have participated live, those of you who have called in, those of you that will be listening in the future. And I'm so grateful for all the, you know, the countries that are listening in. I was going to make a list of it, but the list was pretty long. And I was like, I don't think I can take the time to say all these countries. But I was just really surprised, you know, the listeners are all over the world, you know, Europe and Asia and Australia and Africa and places I've never even heard of before. But I am so grateful to you. And please, you know, if you ever just want to email me and say hi, or if you have a comment or a question, you can email me at shelly@shellyspeaks.com, and that's S-H-E-L-L-I at S-H-E-L-L-I-S-E-E-A-K-S.com, and I'd be happy to chat with you by email, or catch me on Messenger. I'm always on Facebook, literally. All right, beautiful people, thank you so much. Thank you for being here, and I will talk to you next week.